A reminder that we're always on the lookout for material for Main Menu. If you have a suggestion that you'd like to pass on to us, send an email message to support@acbradio.org. That's support@acbradio.org. If you have the ability to record material and send it to us via FTP in MP3 format, and there's a product that you know well that you'd like to review, you're welcome to submit a review for consideration. We do set a high quality standard, both in terms of the content of the review and the sound quality, but if you can meet it, you're most welcome to make a contribution. For further information about this, also contact us at support@acbradio.org. Now, here's Scott Rutkowski in Australia.
Good morning to all Main Menu listeners. This is Scott Rutkowski with a fine review this week on some cordless headphones. These headphones complement the Logitech cordless keyboard. You don't have to have a Logitech cordless keyboard to use these headphones, but the combination of the cordless headphones and the keyboard are a great combination indeed. These cordless headphones are made by Optimus, and you can buy them here in Australia for $160 at Tandy Electronics. Over in the States, I've been told you can buy them for $89. I think that was a special. I'm not sure if that special is still going, but it was about that price, and thanks to Marvin Rush for the information in regards to the headphones at Radio Shack in the States. The headphones actually are RF, so they're not infrared line of sight, and I think the range from memory is about 30 meters. I'm not sure what that is in feet. Basically, the unit comprises of a pair of headphones that are quite comfortable to wear. They do get a little bit heavy after a while, but that's not too bad. So I'm not sure how some people may go with them, but they are quite heavy. I think there's a couple of models you can buy actually in the States. I think it's a light pair and a heavy pair or something. I can't exactly remember the details about the two different models, but Radio Shack stock them both. Now, with these headphones, they have rechargeable batteries in them, and they're using NiCad batteries in the headphones. And on the pair I have, you can actually take out the rechargeable batteries and put in your own if you want. So you could put in, I think it's the 2AA's it uses, you could put your own just normal alkaline in there if you like, or you can use the rechargeable batteries that come with the headphones. These headphones are really, really good. They've got excellent quality compared to cheaper sets that I've seen. Now, with these particular cordless headphones, you've got two units. You've got the transmitter unit, which is like a it just sits on the table, it's like a base, it's like a square kind of unit. And on the unit itself, you've got a few controls. And you've got your connector where you plug in your power cable. Now, the good thing I like about the headphones, it gives good bass performance. Really great sound, especially if you hook it up to your PC and have a cable connection or a DSL connection and listen to some of the fine stations on, say, DiscJockey.com, any of the other fine radio listening services there are. They are stereo headphones, and they use RF, radio frequency, so you can transmit through walls, that sort of thing. With the cordless keyboard and the headphones together, basically you can have just the two units. You don't have to be tied to your PC. And it's great being able to just walk around or sit down in the lounge and listen to anything on the net. And if you've got a software synthesizer, you can also use that through the headphones, and you can use it as well. So you can basically just not be tied to your PC. Now, the headphones themselves, they have one volume control. I've seen some of the other types of headphones that have a volume control for each ear of the headsets, so you've got a left and a right. That's quite cumbersome, I find. I actually don't like the left and the right. I prefer just to have the one control which looks after the volume for the entire, for the two channels, basically. You can also change the frequency which these headphones transmit on. They transmit on the 900 MHz band, but you can actually change the frequency or fine-tune them from the headphones and also from the bass unit itself. so that is very good for those people who have cordless phones that work on the 900 megahertz range, and they may experience some kind of interference with the headphones. The actual phone I have is actually on the 2.5 gigahertz band, so I don't have that problem, but I have heard from other people that they've had no problems with the cordless phone and the headphones at the same time. In regard to the ease of use, very simple, you just have to plug in your adapter. So you plug it into your PowerPoint, and then you plug that, the other end of the cable goes into your base unit, and then you basically just have to turn on the base unit itself, and then you've got an on-off wheel on the headset itself to turn it on. Overall, these headphones have got excellent bass and treble quality, and I'm giving them 10 out of 10 for ease of use, also for the excellent, I think you get a 12-month warranty, if I remember correctly, as well. And I do like the fact with the headphones, with some of the other types of these cordless headphones, I've seen some really cheap pairs that have very bad distortion. Even if you turn the volume down on your appliance, like your stereo or whatever, or your computer, on your sound card, they do distort quite badly, the cheaper pairs. But with these particular headphones from Optimus, I haven't had this problem, and overall I'm very pleased with the headphones. They do work extremely well with your sound card, as I said, and the software synthesizer. So I recommend them to anyone who'd like to actually be able to just walk around and not be tied to a pair of normal headphones with a cable attached to them. They can just walk around and do whatever they'd like to do. Final comments on the headphones themselves. I've noticed they don't drift at all. Very slightly they may drift off the frequency, but I haven't had that problem. And I've hardly had to ever fine-tune the headphones at all. With the cheaper pair I did own, that was quite an issue, and I had to tune them fairly regularly, and that was a pain to do so. If anybody wants to write to me in regards to the headphones, or have any comments on the reviews that I've done, you can write to scott@acbradio.org. The address again is scott@acbradio.org, and I'll be very pleased to answer any questions that I can. This is Scott Rutkowski for acbradio.org.